This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You can check out the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, Dave Chappelle. It's about an hour and 25 minutes long. It's on Netflix. And it has all kinds of people. All kinds of people in it. And it was basically a mix of the Kennedy Center Awards ceremony where he was given this honor and a stand-up thing he did the night before at a Washington, D.C. comedy club.
I personally cannot get enough of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And love his blunt honesty, his no compromise approach to comedy.
He does address that, you know, and he made an Ellen DeGeneres joke. There were some moans. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a comedy club." and he goes on, he says, "I don't want to live in a country with a brittle spirit. I want to live amongst soldiers," which is kind of a message for our time, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, it's funny. There's a lot of great, you know, Jon Stewart, the funniest guy of the night in like this, because Chappelle does some stuff, but basically the award ceremony is about giving him this Mark Twain Prize. So he's up in the audience and there's a lot of people doing a tribute to him. And the guy he created, the Dave Chappelle Show.
Neil Brennan?
Yeah. Was maybe the funniest of the night.
Oh, I really like Neil.
Yeah. But there's Jon Stewart. I mean, there's all kinds of people. Morgan Freeman kicks it off. They got the marching band and like from his high school performing arts. It's just fun. If you need an hour and 25 minutes of just not any sort of deep thinking, but just some laughter, check it out on Netflix. I had no idea it was there. I think it's been there since January.
Yeah, how did I miss that?
I don't know. It just popped up into my feed like on Friday.
Well, he's just living on a farm somewhere in Ohio.
He is.
Just doing his own thing, turning down lots of money. But he's started to emerge a little bit more.
So. Oh, he's had quite a few Netflix specials. And you can't go wrong with those. And I know there are people out there that get deeply offended. And I would just say to those people, if we haven't learned anything else in the last 90 days, is that take nothing for granted. And this whole, you know, sticks and stones stuff, be kind to one another, but we can also be irreverent and have some laughter, because sometimes that's the ultimate medicine for everything.
Yeah, we for sure need a bunch of that, to be honest with you.
All right, what else did you add to From the Couch, Fun from the Couch this weekend?
Okay, well, one other comedy special. This one is from a comedian that was on Top of the World, had a brush in with the Me Too movement, but Louis C.K. has a...
I can't do it.
Well, it's there.
Okay.
$7 on his website, first one in quite some time.
Yeah, I'm not going to put money in the guy's pocket.
I'm just throwing it out.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't think he's been funny for a long time, regardless of all of that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Rotten Tomatoes has ranked the top 150 movies available on Disney Plus. And the list starts at 150 with Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Love it.
And goes all the way up to number one. So Disney Plus.
What's number one on the list?
I don't know. I didn't read all the way down. I just wanted to see who made the bottom. So if Bedknobs and Broomsticks is 150, then you're getting a pretty good list.
Got to think Avengers or something. You know, one of those is at the top, if not all of them. All right. I finally watched Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I love that movie.
$5.99. That was the rental cost for 72 hours, basically. I did too. I thought it's Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, what else are you going to say?
I was a little sad because that's all we're getting of this, you know, this world.
That was enough.
I know. But I just love
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's very much true.
You're going to have some one-offs like that, I think, that will keep your Star Wars, saturation okay. I love Daisy, whatever her name is, Rey. I thought the movie ended the way you would sort of expect.
Yeah, Rey is my favorite Star Wars character, so I really like the ending personally. A few other things. Yesterday, you had an opportunity to watch day two of WrestleMania and a whole day of esports. ESPN2 put up all these esports competitions from Rocket League to the NBA 2K tournament that I told you about last week with NBA players. So you had an opportunity to watch some gaming. You could take a virtual tour of that famed Winchester house where the wife of the Winchester gunmaker continued to keep adding onto her house 24 hours a day out of fear of it being haunted.
Yep.
So now you can take a virtual tour of that. I thought it was pretty good. New music from Gerard Way, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance, also the Umbrella Chronicles. Is that the name of the comic book? Umbrella something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And Pearl Jam releasing a new album, which is getting very high marks. Their best album in, say, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one other thing I wanted to put out today. There's some podcasts that you can take, in. If you're stuck inside, you're afraid to go outside. These podcasts have to do with nature, some of the sights and sounds of being outside. These podcasts take you outside. And for me, I want to learn how to make a movie. And I found an article that shows me how to make a movie masterpiece with 5.5 ways to do it kind of at home.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of variety. And there's so much more I didn't even put up, that we're not mentioning right now.
Yeah, it's on the list. Let me save you 1.5 hours of your time.
Okay.
I got sucked down a rabbit hole with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson in something called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Not even like popcorn fine for you?
Nah.
I gave it a... It was watchable for me.
Now, I just, if the banter between the two of them, if that's like the entire premise of making a whole movie so Samuel L. Jackson can do the Samuel L. Jackson cliche and Ryan Reynolds can do the Ryan Reynolds like cliche, and then we just blow up some cars in between.
Very good. Okay.
I just think Ryan Reynolds is capable of Deadpool, but he keeps giving me this C-minus stuff.
Deadpool's an A+.
Yeah, but what else? Right?
Van Wilder.
I even forgave him for Green Lantern. But I mean, it's like, you got to try a little harder than
little
this.
A little bit harder.
Yes. So just don't waste your time on that. If you want popcorn, there's popcorn. Rise of Skywalker, mm-hmm. You're not going to get any more popcorn than that. Mm-hmm. And I did watch the final episode, the finale of Hawaii 5-0. It was okay. A little teary, at the end. But it's a TV show. We'll live.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.